Lifetime Effects of Birth Trauma by Dr. Eric Plasker. Lifetime effects of birth trauma need to be understood and dealt with. When the neck is affected during birth, serious injuries occur that can affect the brainstem. As a result, all the vital functions of the body are hindered. This occurs whether there are symptoms present or not. Do you remember what happened to Christopher Reeve, the actor who played Superman in the movies? He was riding his horse and fell on his head, breaking a bone in his upper neck. In interviews after his injury, it was clear that he couldn't breathe without using a ventilator machine. Also, Reeve couldn't control his elimination system. Many of his other bodily functions were altered. You might ask, how could this be? He only hurt his neck. This is precisely the point. When the neck is injured, the entire body is affected. If a spine gets injured, the organs and systems supplied by those nerves do not work. These injuries can alter the course of a person's life. A healthy spine and nervous system guarantee your kid's development during every stage of their life. Don't wait for a crisis. Make an appointment to have a spinal examination performed by a chiropractor who is trained to find and correct any potential injuries. Traumatic birth syndromes are more common than you might think. A German medical researcher discovered that over 80% of the infants that he examined shortly after birth suffered from injuries to the cervical spine, the neck, causing all types of health problems. Parents have a huge responsibility as well. Make it a priority to establish good habits early so that your kids' lifespans are not affected. Believe it or not, the mortality rate in the United States was 5.44 in 2020, according to the World Population Review. This rate was 50th among the 195 countries and territories measured, and significantly higher than in dozens of other developed countries such as Sweden, 2.15, Japan, 1.82, and Australia, 3.14. Dr. Abraham Taubin, from Harvard Medical School and the Department of Pathology, said that the birth process, even under optimal conditions, is potentially a traumatic, crippling event for the fetus. Spinal cord and brainstem injuries occur often during the process of birth, but frequently escape diagnosis. Dr. Taubin states that in severe cases, death may occur during delivery. When the respiratory function reduces a short period after birth, infants that survive the initial effects can have severe nervous system problems. What about the babies who don't show symptoms? If the symptoms don't appear until later on, then what effect could it have on their life? This is why it's so critical to have your child examined after birth.